Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Yell-Free Parent's Guide to Disciplining an Explosive Child is a parenting guide by Grace Cohen focused on children who are easily frustrated, rigid, emotionally intense, or prone to tantrums and explosive reactions. Positioned within the self-help and parenting genre, the book argues for discipline methods that reduce conflict rather than escalate it. Its central purpose is to help parents replace yelling, bargaining, and reactive punishment with calmer, more structured communication. Based on the available descriptions, Cohen emphasizes that difficult behavior is often linked to gaps in flexibility, frustration tolerance, and problem solving, not simply defiance. The book, therefore, frames discipline as a teaching process. Parents are encouraged to guide children toward empathy, emotional regulation, and better decision-making while also managing their own responses. It is especially relevant for families dealing with ADHD, ODD, sensory processing issues, or autism spectrum-related challenges, though its methods are presented as broadly useful for high-conflict parenting situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, discipline as skill-building rather than punishment. A defining idea in the book is that explosive children do not merely need stronger consequences. They need help developing the skills that make cooperation possible. The available descriptions repeatedly stress flexibility, frustration tolerance, and problem-solving as the core deficits behind explosive reactions. This changes the logic of discipline. Instead of treating each outburst as a simple obedience problem, the parent is asked to see it as evidence that the child lacks some of the tools needed to handle disappointment, transitions, or limits. That perspective matters because punishment alone may stop a behavior temporarily without improving the child's long-term capacity to respond calmly. Cohen's approach, therefore, places the parent in an instructional role. Discipline becomes a process of shaping emotional maturity, not just enforcing compliance. This is also why the book stresses conversation and reflection. Children learn to handle conflict better when adults teach them how to think through problems, name feelings, and negotiate without collapse. The book's value lies in reorienting discipline around development rather than control. Secondly, replacing yelling with reflective, low-drama communication, the book's most distinctive practical theme is its insistence on no-yelling discipline. Rather than presenting anger as a motivating force, it treats yelling as a pattern that usually intensifies resistance, shame, and escalation. Cohen instead promotes respectful communication, reflective listening, and a three-step conversational approach designed to keep interactions from turning into confrontations. This is not just a softer tone, it is a different method of handling conflict. The parent is taught to slow the exchange down, reduce emotional noise, and create space for the child to cooperate without feeling attacked. In families with explosive children, the communication style often becomes part of the problem, because each correction can trigger defensiveness or power struggles. The book argues that changing the parent's language can change the entire dynamic. This topic is important because it shows that discipline is not only about what decision gets made, but how the decision is reached. The process of talking through conflict calmly becomes a teaching tool in itself, modeling self-control and making compromise more possible. Thirdly, reading the phases before an explosion to prevent escalation. Another important contribution of the book is its attention to the stages that often come before a full emotional explosion. Rather than waiting until a tantrum is already underway, Cohen encourages parents to notice the buildup and intervene earlier. This preventive focus is practical because explosive behavior usually follows a pattern, even if that pattern is messy or hard to detect in the moment. By identifying early signs of overload, frustration, or rigidity, parents can respond before the child reaches the point where reasoning is ineffective. This shifts discipline from crisis management to anticipation. The value of that shift is significant once a child is fully escalated. Many standard parenting strategies become less useful because the child is no longer in a state where logic or reminders can land well. Preventive awareness allows the parent to adjust expectations, simplify demands, or change the interaction before the situation becomes unmanageable. In this sense, the book treats discipline as timing sensitive. Good parenting is not only about the right response, but about recognizing when intervention is still possible and when escalation is already in motion. Fourthly, helping parents break their own reactive and inherited patterns, the book is also notable for focusing on the parent's inner habits, not just the child's behavior. Several descriptions emphasize that parents must examine their own unhelpful reactions and the generational patterns they may have inherited from their families. This is a meaningful distinction because it acknowledges that explosive cycles often involve two active participants, the child's dysregulation and the adult's response to it. The parent is not expected to be perfect, but is encouraged to recognize triggers, stay regulated, and respond more skillfully. This adds psychological realism to the book's advice. It does not assume that changing the child alone will solve the problem. Instead, it argues that family patterns are co-created, and can be changed only when the adult interrupts the automatic cycle. That makes the book useful for readers who need more than child management tips. It offers a way to rethink the parent's role as a calmer, more deliberate participant in conflict rather than a reactive authority figure. Lastly, adapting discipline for children with special behavioral and sensory needs. The book also appears to recognize that some explosive behavior is closely connected to neurodevelopmental or sensory differences. Available descriptions mention children with ADHD, ODD, sensory processing issues, and autism spectrum disorders, which suggests that Cohen is trying to reach families whose challenges are not solved by conventional discipline models. This matters because children with these profiles may struggle with transitions, frustration, processing speed, or sensory overload, all of which can make standard correction more volatile. The book's approach is therefore not simply permissive or authoritarian, it is adaptive. It encourages parents to use communication methods that take the child's regulation limits seriously while still maintaining boundaries. That balance is important in this category of parenting books, where advice can often become too generic. By acknowledging special needs contexts, the book positions itself as a practical guide for families who have already found ordinary discipline advice inadequate. It offers a framework that is more responsive to the child's underlying regulation challenges and more realistic about the amount of support these children may need to learn calmer behavior over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators dealing with children who are intensely reactive, rigid, or chronically difficult to discipline without conflict. It should also be useful for readers who have tried conventional punishment, pleading, or bargaining, and found that these methods worsen the situation rather than improve it. The main benefit of the book is its emphasis on discipline as a regulated, educational process. It asks parents to manage their own reactions, reduce drama, and teach children the skills they lack. That makes it more focused than many general parenting books, which often offer broad encouragement but fewer structured ideas for de-escalation. What sets it apart in the parenting genre is its consistent emphasis on no yelling communication and on the parent's role as a calm guide rather than a combative enforcer. It is not presented as a wide catalog of techniques, but as a practical framework for families who need a steadier way to respond to explosive behavior. For readers seeking a compassionate, low-conflict model of discipline, it offers a clear and targeted perspective. If you would like to support Grace Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.